Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry, I just realized, forgot my mic.
How are you guys doing today? You guys are gonna answer back.
there's no audience here, but I mean,
Hope you actually answered that. I'm like, I'm doing really well,
through your
or like
screen,
not great.
let us know in the comments.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just wanted to ask. We are currently in Hamburg.
Oh yeah, but this setup that they saw it last week. It's my mom's kitchen.
So right now we're filming in Belgium, but we're live in Germany. We're trying to batch a little bit of this content so you guys can have it, and we're not gonna like miss out on weeks when we're gone. So
Yeah.
it is cold here. I miss Austin, but I can't even say that because it's gonna
It's
be
gonna be
very cold
freezing.
by the time probably this episode comes out.
It's gonna be, I don't know, I saw the weather is going crazy. It's like
Yeah.
so up and down.
And Texas does not know how to handle
He has one.
anything when it's cold.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, because I saw you have like one day is like in the 60s, and then a couple days later it's like 30, and
Yeah.
sometimes even 20 something. I was like,
That's too
geez,
much like whiplash.
that's
I don't know.
crazy.
That is, yeah, that's ridiculous. But that's right now, everywhere's cold, except for if you live in Hawaii. And if you do, I actually really envy you, aka my girl, Lise. But
I do not envy you because I like seasons.
yeah, but when it's really cold, my hands are cold right now.
At least in Austin, it's sunny.
That's true. And at least we have heat.
Yeah. Yeah, some days when it's winter.
I'm saying we have
Oh,
heat
you
in
mean
our
the
house.
apartment? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's weird, but in my mom's and my grandma's house, it's like they don't really like to heat up their house very much. And I think it's for money reasons. And so it's crazy. That's like something I noticed being European and going to the US. People in Europe are really, or in Belgium at least. Well, and
Which
even
is in
like
Belgium? I don't even
we have
know
friends,
if Germany though is like that though.
Switzerland.
Sure, but let's just talk about Belgium.
It's like people are really close to their money and don't want to spend it. So,
Yeah.
on, well, they do spend it on other things, but not on
Like electricity or like
utilities. They don't
utilities.
like that. It's interesting. I wonder if utilities are pricier here than in the US.
If you're from Germany, sorry, if you're from Europe and you listen or watch, let us know if that's like normal for you guys. I'm curious because in the US, my African parents do not care. The heat is on the whole time, all day, all night. No one thinks twice about it because we're
Yeah.
African and we're not trying to be cold at all. Billy's
My
house
dad's not
was
like
all
that, it
super
seems.
warm.
Right?
Yeah, no. Probably because he's married to an African.
Billy's house was cold sometimes.
But she didn't mean to. She was trying to fix it the whole time. She's like, what the heck?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Okay.
that was never her intention to be
It
like,
was
we're taking
never
it off.
terrible, though.
No. It's interesting.
Anyways,
It's just interesting.
Billy, if you listen, I doubt it,
No.
but.
but no, I don't know. It's just interesting. But I've made it work. I got this heated water bottle. It's keeping me warm.
You're
And
surviving.
we're surviving and thriving. But yeah, anyway, if I wanted to say too, just putting a little precursor in the beginning instead of just maybe throwing it in the end. Group coaching program by this point,
Group mentorship.
our group mentorship for relationship anxiety, but it's really a small group mentorship. We are launching soon. Right now we have it for Saturdays. And by if it changes at all on the date, we'll let you guys know. But right now it'll be in the link of whatever date it's gonna be at. But we are super excited for it. We have more
Yeah.
people who are joining, and we're really pumped just to have just the people we don't even know who are gonna be in this group. And we're just really, really excited for what we're gonna be going after with this group in the next couple of weeks. Like
Yeah, we have a lot to share. We really like worked on a real like process and a structured process to like have transformation and healing from relationship anxiety.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's very interesting. I'm just I don't want to say, yeah, I guess I can say that. I'm impressed by what we've put together because it kind of like it wasn't like, oh, we're going to come together with something that's going to make so much sense. No, it was kind of like through coaching people and like talking with people and doing other programs, we realized there's like a common thread and we're
Yeah.
like, oh, we could probably structure this better.
Yeah.
So we did that and we're going to be sharing that for the first time on this mentorship. And that's going to be interesting. I'm excited and it's going to be obviously good. I'm excited for that and yeah, Did you want to say like maybe potentially the other time it could be?
It potentially could be Tuesday as well. Tuesday. Yeah.
Tuesday or Saturday
Tuesday
morning.
Or Saturday.
It seems like a lot of people, we thought Saturday morning was a good time, but it seems like a lot of people are actually busy on
they're
Saturday
like contracted
morning.
On Saturdays, or there's like there's obligations on Saturdays. So maybe a weekday would be different. But that's tentative. We'll know for sure. By the time this is filming, we should, or at least a couple of days after that, we should know for sure the time and date.
Yeah.
But if you're experiencing relationship anxiety and want freedom and know, like by the end of this year, your goal is to feel so much more confident and happy and content and present in your relationship, like this mentorship will be for you. And we're really excited to help you through this process. So that's your little plug. And we're going to be, so we have, for those who don't know, we answer questions like 3 times a week on our platform called Perch. Yeah. And there's a question that we got asked a couple days ago that we're like, you know, this would be, I think this is good because we don't talk about this relationship anxiety from this lens as much. And so we wanted to kind of bring it up today. It's actually for people who are single and have relationship anxiety, because you can have relationship anxiety and not even know it and be, and then start dating and be like, oh my gosh, it's there. But I think for people who know they have it, you can definitely have when you're single, and it can keep you from dating at all.
Yeah, that's true. I'd be curious to ask our audience who's single. Just do a poll on Instagram and figure out like who's single or not.
Sure.
I think that could be interesting to see because maybe it's more than we think.
No, maybe. You know? It's totally true. Maybe you guys are just saving it just for future reference, or you broke up with them already and you're like, okay, next time I want to do better.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I do think that you can definitely have it when you're single. I know a lot of people who are single, and I'm going to say this in a couple of different ways. There's one way where, let's just say you're in your 30s, you've never dated before, and now you have all of this stuff. That can be one thing. Or you've kind of like dated sort of throughout your life, or maybe you dated a lot or anything, and you're kind of like single and you're like, now I'm kind of really getting in my head about this whole dating process in general. I think that there's kind of different lenses from that and different reasons as to why you could have relationship anxiety and never have dated at all.
Yeah.
But I think that there's this thing. I know for me, when I was single, I always felt super weird. I don't know. I just felt really weird around guys. I was super awkward. I felt like I was awkward. How about that? I would always tell myself that I was really awkward and tell myself like I'm so weird, or guys probably think I like them. And then if I, it's like I'd create the scenario in my head if I was with guy friends. Mm-hmm. And I would tell myself, I'm like, oh, I'm like laughing at the jokes or just being nice or something. I'll text them super innocently. And then I'll get the thought in my head of like, oh my gosh, you text them too much. They think you like them. And now they're going to think you're weird. And now they're going to not want to be around you. And then I'd be like, oh my gosh. And then I'd be so awkward from that moment out with that person. And there was like nothing that could change it. I just could not move past this thought of, they probably think I'm so weird and they think I like them and they think that's weird that I like them. And now they're going to like want to be away from me. And it would happen all the time with a lot of guy friends. And so it's even like, not even now, obviously I'm married. So I have this clutch of like, I'm married, you know, I don't like you. Haha. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I can still be awkward around guys because I'm like, I don't know. I'm telling myself I'm awkward around guys. Sorry. I don't want to say
scared
that.
Scared that they like you or something?
Not that they like me, but I think I'm just weirded out sometimes. I'm like, oh, how do I like behave? I don't know. Like, I kind of just feel weird of like, I don't know. So it's just like a thing. Sometimes it's just like a thing here. Yeah. I don't know how to move past it at times. And it's not all. Like, if you're my guy friend, I obviously don't have that with you because otherwise I wouldn't be your friend. But it's this thing. And I've had it all for a while, especially when I was single.
Okay. Well, I feel like I had something similar when I was single. Not really anymore. But
sure.
Where like I was scared that like, because I'm too nice or whatever, like girls would like me. And I was scared. I guess I didn't know how to like adjust my behavior.
Sure.
Because I've, man, that sounds so like douchey or whatever, but like girls would like me easily because I was a nice guy and I was a good guy. And sometimes I wasn't even like, I was just being a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would start liking me. And so at some point I was kind of like really cautious around girls, especially because of the church I was into, or like dating was forbidden and stuff like that. So, but I wouldn't say that that didn't really hold me back from like trying to be emotionally invested in a relationship, mm-hmm. just because actually be in a relationship, I didn't do that because I think I had relationship anxiety, but I wasn't aware of what that was.
Yeah.
And so I never really actually like, I did like once, a relationship lasted 2 weeks anyways, but like step out to really like officially have a relationship with a girl that I liked and who liked me back. I wouldn't do it because of relationship anxiety. But I was, like I said, I wasn't aware it was that.
Sure.
I thought it was God.
So. Right. Which, listen, that's relationship anxiety. If, you know, you didn't know that it was, for sure.
Especially if you're single and like, you know, you think that like you can't get in the relationship because God is not like with you,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, okay. I don't want to say that God is not with you because that is not true, because then that's putting conditions on when God is or is not with you.
Mm.
When God is actually with you all the time, that's his name, it's Emmanuel, and that means God with us.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that God, nothing can separate us from his love. So even if in the midst of your mistakes, God is with you. He's always with you. So saying that God is not with you in the relationship you're in or whatever, I don't think that's true, even theologically, biblically, it's not accurate, because we see multiple times in the Bible that God is with his kids, even when they mess up.
Yeah.
Even when they decide to do something else. But can God tell you like that is not great for you and there's better for you? Yes, God could tell you that. But saying like, you know, having this type of anxiety of, oh, I don't want to get into a relationship, or I'm scared of getting into a specific relationship with a girl we know, or sorry, I'm speaking from my perspective, that's why I said a girl, but it could be a guy if you're a girl. Getting in a relationship with, like, let's say you like someone, but you haven't disclosed those feelings to that person, you have not discussed that with them, but you like them, you know they're good, and you know that there's no red flags or whatever, but you just have this anxious feeling that God is not with you if you get into that relationship, then it sounds like relationship anxiety mm-hmm, to me.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I'm speaking for people who are believers right now, because for people who are not believers, I think the anxiety probably sounds different.
Yeah.
It's not about shows
up differently.
Yeah. It's not about God being with you or not. That's
for like my intuition different. Or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe you could say your intuition feels like it's a wrong person or whatever. But obviously, you know, it can sound anxiety. It sounds so different for so many people. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be, the voices could be saying so many different things, because mm-hmm. it also could be about like long distance. You know, you're about to go, you're interested in someone, but they live far, and you could have anxiety and be scared that the relationship wouldn't work out because it's long distance.
Right.
And that could be also a reason.
It's a lot of different reasons. Yeah.
Just that's really a few examples. There's so many. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll say this too, like if you are single and you're in this process of how do I show up in a way that people are like, you realize you're getting in your head just to even like talk to a boy or talk to a girl or just to even put yourself out there, like there's definitely some thoughts that you have about yourself that you're projecting onto the other person. And that's what was happening for me. And that's what I've heard. Maybe we are single. That's kind of what's happening. Of, oh my gosh! Like when somebody like shows interest in me, I like freak out. Well, why? Like why do you feel like you're freaking out? In that situation, you probably are feeling someone is seeing me, and I don't want to be seen because I don't think I'm worthy to be seen. So I'm just I'm freaking out, and I like hide, and I'm like, oh, or I'll just like turn away or make an insult or like, oh, point them to my other friend. My friend is single. Or like just like to get yourself out of the situation. So you're like, please stop seeing me or stop looking at me. Once you look at me too much or too long, you're going to realize something that I see about myself and that freaks me out. And then you kind of just avoid it. And so that's always like, it's an avoidance, right? Like if you are wanting to be in a relationship and you know you want it, you know you want to be married someday, you know what you want, something along the lines of that. But every time you even have a sort of potential opportunity, you unconsciously sabotage it, Well, that's relationship anxiety for sure. Like it's just a different form of it. You don't even have to notice what it's like in a relationship because you never let yourself be in one, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's a good topic to talk about. So we don't talk about it often. And you might be like, I'm good. Like I've never been in relationships. I don't know if I have it or not. Well, if it's one thing, if you have been in a relationship just due to choice, right? Like I just don't want to be,
yeah.
Or it's like, I know I want it, but I've never, ever, ever even come close to one. And anytime it even sort of comes close to it at all, I do my thing. I do some freak sort out. Of avoidance. I freak out internally and I pass it off. I, you know, whatever that looks like for you. I think that's something good to look into feel like, okay, like why do you feel like you're doing that?
Yeah.
And if that's not something that you're working on, you're never going to be in a relationship, right? Because you're never going to even try to be in one because you're so good at finessing out of it.
Yeah. You know, I feel like that's really common too. It's like, because we hear so many people are still single and it's like, do you even put yourself out there? Like, do you even like do anything about it? Like, do you actually, like, are you actually trying to meet people? Because sometimes it's like kind of hide behind reasons that they're not with someone yet. Mm-hmm.
I'm so busy.
Like, or just saying like, I don't meet anyone really. Mm-hmm. Like, well, do you have a social life? Like, do you like go out, not like party and stuff, but I'm saying like, do you actually go and meet people? You know, I feel like if you're a Christian, it's easier,
quote unquote,
because you go to church, so you can build maybe like a community through church.
Sure.
When you're not Christian, there's obviously a lot, also just other opportunities. Yeah, there's gym, there's
clubs, whatever. You can join.
Maybe a workplace. I don't even know. And obviously there's apps, but that's something else. But, you know, it works. Like apps, you can meet someone on apps.
You can have a lot of relationship anxiety with apps for sure.
Yeah, obviously, because, you know, it's also overwhelming because it's a lot. Mm-hmm. But at some point, like, I think for people who are like that, they're probably also stuck. Because there's also this need for control and for perfection, because you're trying to find the perfect person, you know. And I think it's hard sometimes especially when you're on those apps, because there's so many people and there's so many things to like compare. Like you can compare this person, but it's like any relationship at any like. Level, it's if you want to move forward, you have to step out and you have to do it. And even if it's someone, let's say you find someone and you're not sure about them and stuff, where you can, you know, you got to try because you won't know until you try. And so even if that you try, you go on a date or whatever, and it doesn't turn out well, you still, it's obviously not a skill, but it is kind of, but you still learn, you know.
Sure.
You still like practice that dating muscle, I guess.
Yeah.
Or for me, I think the most important to me, it's not even the dating muscle or whatever. For me, the most important thing that you need to do is to step out and try.
Yeah.
You know,
and I want to say this too. You've said something that made my mind swirl a little bit. This is my hypothesis, but I feel like that those who want the most perfection, we'll say, are looking for the most perfect relationship, we'll say even on the apps or just in general. And that's the reason why they aren't dating. I just haven't found somebody who meets my standards. I feel like you have the biggest fear of rejection. And that's like, to me, I'm a perfectionist. And the reason I'm a big perfectionist is because I have a huge fear of rejection. And I realize that's a huge pattern for a lot of people. Who are like, I'm just looking for, like, I keep swiping. And then let's just say somebody like swipes you back and they're kind of like, you find 20 million flaws about this person and then you move on. Okay. And you don't even give the person a chance. And then you kind of keep going. You're like, well, I'm just looking for something specific. My standards are so high and whatever. I get it. I totally get that. But I also think that there's something more going on underneath the surface. You're actually way more afraid of, what if I actually like this person and then we like each other and then he ends up thinking that I'm actually not that good enough. And then they reject me. And that scares me more than to even put myself out there in the first place. I'm just not going to do it. And so I'll find so many reasons and so many flaws and so many critiques about the person that I'm like looking at on the apps or seeing at church or seeing at my job that I will never put myself out there. Hmm. But you're really just afraid of rejection. And I've realized that a lot of you'll never be able to get into a relationship that meets the standards, quote unquote, or actually meets what you want in your heart and want in your life for real if you don't put yourself out there and don't put yourself in a situation where you could risk being rejected, which is so scary. No one wants to be rejected. It feels like the worst thing in the world for somebody who really hates it. For fear, it really feels like I would literally rather like bungee jump than to actually put myself. I wouldn't. I'm just, really? I'm just, I, this is all hypothetical. I wouldn't. I hate
skydive.
No, I wouldn't. I would rather like probably be in a cage with two spiders, not like three. I don't know. Spiders are worse to me than snakes.
I hate spiders.
I would rather be in a cage with spiders than to be in a place where I'm like openly rejected. Oof. Like it feels so like.
I'd rather be rejected than be in a cage with spiders.
I'm sure, but yeah, I hear you. But I don't know how much rejection you really have. Like
I've had rejection and it was terrible.
No, I'm saying I'm not sure how much you fear it as much as some people. And I think I've gotten a lot better. Hence why I'm married to you. If I was really that afraid of you, I wouldn't have dated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't feel like I've ever. Okay. Yes. When I was a teenager and I was chubby and girls didn't really like me, and I put myself out there. Yes, I was a little scared of rejection because not a lot of girls like me. So I was like, really like when I was doing things with girls, I was really like cautious because I was scared. My girlfriend I had when I was like 13. I remember I was kind of like her second choice. She like tried with someone else, it didn't work, and then she came to me. I remember I was a rebound. Oh my gosh, I just realized I was a rebound.
Aww.
Because she was with a guy and then they broke up, and then like a couple days after I actually moved on. At that point, I like moved on, and then a couple of days later, she like called me, and she's like said she wanted to try with me.
Wow! Oh my gosh!
I was 13.
Revelation.
I wasn't aware. It was the weirdest relationship ever. She didn't really want to be with me. She didn't hang out with me. She like was sending me people to talk to me. You know? I don't know what I mean.
Exactly.
She was like, oh, and then someone's like, oh, so she's saying this, and then. I was like trying to just getting hugs and then a little kiss at, like when I see her, when I leave. Wow. Interesting. Anyways, that's very sad. Wow. That makes me sad a little bit. Dang.
It's okay, baby.
Oh, man. Yeah, rejection sucks. But listen. Yeah, it's like business. You know, if you're selling yourself, you have to be okay with getting some no's. But that's also why you have to make dating not high stakes. And I think
exactly.
And then that's another thing too that we're going into with single people who are anxious about dating. It's because you're making dating so high stakes.
So high stakes.
Because I was doing that too. Because for me, like in my church, it's like if you date someone, better be sure you're marry them.
Yep.
And so it's like, oh my gosh, like I need to date the best person ever. But then obviously I grew up and got wiser and broke off those toxic like teachings that I was receiving, and I realized, oh, dating is to figure out if I like someone or not, not figure out if I'm going to marry someone.
Right.
Because that's
right.
Obviously, when you're Christian, you want to marry someone, and you're not dating for fun. I do think that you need to have the vision of marriage, but you don't, like, I strongly disapprove, or I strongly like advise you to not go on your first date and wonder about marrying the person you just met, because that is, man, that's gonna bring so much anxiety to, or so much pressure on you, and I think you probably even gonna make that person run away too.
Right, and this makes sense, because I think if you, let's just say you're older, whatever that even means to you. Let's just say you haven't dated at all, and now you're wanting to date like in your late 20s, early 30s, something like that. There is something in your mind that says, I have not dated before. I kind of have to make this one count. And ideally, this one needs to work. Because if this doesn't work and I'm just starting now, I feel like I'm behind.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not at the place where most people are at. And they're going to think I'm weird and they're going to think I'm awkward. And they're going to notice that I'm out of touch and how to do this or something. And it's kind of like, because you haven't dated before, and especially if you're in, I feel like in a church community, we do make dating so high stakes. I know that we're trying to not, and I'm so thankful that we are. But when one person dates, it kind of is like, oh my, everyone just freaks out, especially if you haven't dated before. And everyone's like, finally, you're finally dating. Oh my gosh, we've been waiting for you. And like, they make it this big thing. And then it's kind of like, oh my gosh, like what if, I'm publicly going to get humiliated if it doesn't work, you know? And it's kind of like, I don't want to go through all that until I know for sure that this is potentially the person I'm going to marry.
Yeah.
And then you go into a date thinking this is like, if I'm going out with you, this means we're probably gonna have to make this work at least for a couple months in your head. You might not actively be saying that, but you're saying that inside of like, everyone knows I'm going on this date.
Yeah.
I've never dated before, or I haven't dated in a long time. I have to make this work.
That's interesting. Yeah. I never thought of that like that. That's true. But that's interesting.
I'm just thinking about somebody right now. Yeah. I'm like, oh dang, I bet that's probably how people could be thinking. Yeah.
Cause but it's just, even though you're just trying to be like nice,
you just want to be and like celebrate, supportive. Exactly. Yeah. But then it's just like, you can't make it a big deal. I think we can do that at times just as out of celebration, as you're saying, of friendships or family, whoever, but it's putting this more stuff on, and unintentionally, but they are putting it on themselves too.
I think obviously it depends on how long you've been dating. If the person has been dating that person for 6+ months, I think it's fair to think that it's serious.
Sure.
You know?
And I think it's getting to that hump. If they even make it 6 months already, then it's going to feel potentially more less stakes.
Yeah.
High stakes, but less stakes, you know? But I think it's getting there.
Dating is definitely a weird stage to me because like, the longer you date, the higher the stakes get. I do think that. I do believe that. Because I don't think you can compare a couple that's been dating for 9 months with someone who's going on their first date.
Sure. Sure.
I think that obviously here we're talking about people who are single and who are trying to date. There you need to stop thinking about the high stakes phase of the relationship, because you will never get there if you think that just asking someone out is high stakes and you're scared of that type of rejection. You won't get to the relationship you want to have if you're not, if you think like that. At some point, you know, you want to find someone, you know. You don't want to be 50 and and have been single your whole life. But
Unless, obviously, if you want to be single, it's different. But I'm assuming you're probably not listening to us if you want to be.
And obviously, sorry, if you're 50 and you're single, I'm not throwing shade at you. No, or like, I'm not trying to like say anything, because it's never too late.
No.
It's never too late. I do want to say that. It's never too late. But I think also most of our audience is like young adults, you know?
Sure.
So that's why I'm saying that. But yeah, you're worrying too much about the future, but that's mostly anxiety in general. Anyways, you're worrying so much about a potential future that doesn't exist, but exists only in your head, that you don't even like step out to the next phase of a potential relationship you could have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, try to see the future through, you know, a better light, have a more, you know, positive. I can say positive, you know, because I speak French. Positive light, a positive potential of what might happen, you know, because Joy was the third. As a mature Christian, I think you were the third like girl I tried to date. The first one I got rejected. The second one I did not get rejected, but it pretty much felt like that because really she didn't want to be with me. But I stopped the relationship because I felt that. So, you know, I tried and it didn't work, and it is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's not fun, but now I'm married and like now I'm happy, and And it's been a journey, but it is what it is. And yeah. That's just, if you're afraid of failure in any way, relationships, business, look, whatever you do in general, whatever project you want to do, whatever desire you have in your heart, if you're afraid to fail and that's what's stopping you, then you're never going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
And you're always going to be at the same place and you're just going to be stuck in where you're at. And that's just sad, you know, because we see people like that, and I've been around people like that. And it's sad because I strongly believe that as a human being, like, your life needs to grow, and you need to grow better and better and go from glory to glory.
Yeah.
But that only happens for people who are, you know, courageous enough to step out and do the things they want and not worry about if they're going to fail or not. Because you might have 10 failures, but you have one that's going to be successful, and that one is going to mark the rest of your life.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I do know that, like, the fear of failure can feel very scary, but you're saying, like, oh yeah, you're the third person I've ever dated, ever. And I don't say as a mature Christian, but, like, you're the third person I've ever dated in my whole life.
Yeah. That's crazy. She's so innocent.
Okay.
It's crazy.
But I'm just saying, like, the first one was horrible. The second one was so short. And then I was like, okay, whatever. Now I'm with you. And it worked, you know. And I think at that point, God was taking me through this whole journey of how much do I trust him, which was very scary for me. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I trust you in this, but I'm going to, like, go through this journey with you. And I'm so thankful that I said yes again. Because I think, not like I was so burnt, there's only two people, but you know what I mean? But I think I was kind of feeling like, you know, I'm just going to grad school. I'm going to go and travel to Europe for a month. I feel really good and I feel really content. And I'm excited just to, like, do the season alone and just, like, be happy with it. And then I had, like, 13 roommates that I love so much. Like, I was living life really, really well.
Yeah.
And then, like, you kind of came. Mm-hmm. And I think from that process, it was just like, okay, you know, you never know how many times it's going to take for you to find that person, but you can't just fall flat on your face and then be like, okay, I'm done. Like, I tried it and knew it was not for me.
Yeah.
If it's a desire in your heart, then it's going to happen. But it might take however long it's going to take, but you don't give up and know how you're perceiving yourself in this process.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, obviously, like, it's fair that there will be a time after rejection that you need to process and you need to, like, stop for a little bit. And there's going to be times where you're going to feel like giving up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's, I mean, it is what it is. And, you know, at that point, if you need, you know, you surround yourself with friends, surround yourself with a community of people who are supportive and can help you through that process. But that's also why we need to not make dating so high stakes, because when you attach so much expectations to a relationship that you just started, because, you know, and I want to, so I don't want to have say like stereotypes or stuff like that, but girls can easily, like, dream fast about, like, a potential relationship.
Mm.
When I hear you and your friends, sometimes I hear things and I'm like, it's a guy you barely talked with and you have this whole fantasy about that person, and then you get rejected and it's hard. And I'm like, okay,
even three steps ahead. Yeah.
That's true. And I'm like, okay, well, it's cute that you did that. It's cute that you were dreaming and stuff, but, you know, slow down. Like, actually, where are you, like, with that person for real?
Yeah. Do not allow your heart to go further than any action that has taken place. And when you're on your first date, that's where your heart needs to be. Nothing more. You guys are not going to start dating. You guys are not going to get married. You're just on your first date, and that's all you can place your heart at the point. Because if you jump 10 steps, the rejection is going to be even harder, exactly what you're saying. And then it's going to be harder to want to go to the next step. If, like, I had this whole fantasy and then it's gone because we jumped too quickly.
Yeah.
So you got to really guard your heart in this process and have fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not having fun and just making it low stakes, have fun, not jumping 20 steps, you're going to be fine. And you're going to have a good time and you're going to get more experience. And the more you get more experience, the more you're going to be able to figure out what you like and what you don't like and what makes sense for you, what doesn't make sense for you. You have the freedom to figure out this process, but you have to let yourself do it.
And you learn so much too. Like, I learned so much from the failures. And I would not take it back because I feel like I've matured so much. And I think you can attest to that too with like my past history and like just having a growth oriented mindset with those things.
Yeah.
I grew so much from it and I realized what I wanted and what I didn't want, like you said. Because I was with a girl who wanted to have a farmer lifestyle. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to be a farmer with you.
Oh my gosh.
But no, I can't.
Oh, it's not even you at all. That's no, so
I can
funny.
Never be. I can never
have. You would hate it.
Just picking up the logs outside to put it in my mom's fireplace. I'm like scared that there's a spider in it or something.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, that's not it.
That's not helpful.
Yeah. But yeah, we hope this episode was helpful. We hope that this was good. I like looking through the questions. We have a lot of questions in the backlog, so it's nice to look through that for content too. So,
yeah.
Again, group coaching program, group coaching mentorship, sorry. If you are interested, link will be below. If you like this episode, don't forget to share. You say it.
Share, subscribe, review, like, comment, wherever platform you're on, listening or watching. There's a lot of things you can do to support us.
Yeah.
And honestly, we would really appreciate, we would really appreciate it because, you know, we're doing this for free. Taking time to do this, and we really try to be helpful and consistent. So we would love to have your support.
Yeah. Love you all, and we'll talk to y'all next week. We'll be back in Belgium by the time you see us again. So love
you all.
Have a good rest of your day. Bye.
Bye.